This community update was brought to you by Uradio. Winnipeg is rich in culture and history, but it can be a challenge to find ways to engage residents with it. The Dahlenvert Museum, situated in the city's downtown area, is reimagining its approach to teaching history. Lauren McNaughton, Programming and Coordinating Assistant, said that as part of their new wave of immersive programming, the museum is tapping into the power of food with its first Eat Like a Victorian event, which immediately sold out.
I think we're really hopeful for people to be kind of learn history through food, because we find so much of like what we teach and what we try to teach here at the Dahlenvert tends to be like more lecture-based. We've never done anything food-based before, so we're hoping it'll kind of offer like a whole new experience of like not only like learning about the food, but also being able to taste it, understanding the palate of the Victorians, and what the different palates varied between the classes as well.
The event featured a sampling menu of traditional Victorian dishes from the 19th century, ranging from the luxurious courses of the wealthy to the plain and practical meals of the working class. For upper-class Victorians, McNaughton said meals were elaborate and frequent.
Typically at breakfast, they would be eating something like eggs, fish, bacon, and porridge. Fish was a very popular Victorian breakfast item, and with lunch and dinner, it'd usually be a variety of items like meat, potatoes, vegetables, or something of the sorts. But for the very wealthy Victorians, they would typically have two meals in between. They would have the tea time in between breakfast and lunch. And then after dinner, they would have a sweets course as well.
She said meals of the working class were very different.
Well, a lot of the foods for like the working and lower classes were typically less fresh than those available for the wealthy. So it would very frequently that the food would be it was expected for the food to be overcooked and a bit dry and a bit stale to guarantee food safety in the food itself in comparison to the wealthy, where you are guaranteed fresh foods. Those of less money were not as fortunate. So it was food much blander, a bit much more plainer, and there weren't as many courses. It was typically a lunch and dinner, or maybe even just a breakfast and dinner, depending on the work schedule of the person.
The event was also a chance for guests to learn about the methods of preparation.
It's really interesting in this period because this is just the beginning of standardization in cooking. So previously, many recipes that I've come across, the measurements were much more up to the opinion of the cook. So there'd be recommendations like a fist of butter, a handful of flour, like much more vague measurements that the cooks were meant to decipher and figure out, especially when deciding how many courses they'd be making with these dishes.
On an interesting note, McNaughton mentioned that the oven at the Dahlenvert Museum was one of the first in Manitoba to feature a built-in thermometer. Following the success of Eat Like a Victorian, McNaughton shared plans for other sensory-driven events.
Yeah, so we actually have a couple other Victorian-themed events coming up, particularly the one I'm running. We're doing a craft Victorian event, so we're going to be doing an event recreating Victorian-esque crafts and talking about the history of Victorian craft, particularly what would be in the home. And we're also upcoming, we have a drink like a Victorian event, which is going to be an evening of Victorian-themed cocktails. And, well, not the themed, authentic Victorian cocktails. We're going to be recreating Victorian recipes.
McNaughton said that when it comes to history at the Dahlenvert Museum, it never tasted so good. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.